This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode number 25 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show is Michelle Scribner-McLean. And Michelle, the holiday season has finally arrived, and we're in the midst of Christmas and New Year's.
You're right, Mike. We are. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Just in case you had no idea.
I didn't know, but now I know. It's a good thing I listened to the Mickey Miles podcast, or I never would have known that.
Well, you know, we do, you know, we do provide a service for those who listen.
Okay, so we have a shout out today to a friend of the show, somebody who is a Facebook friend in general and is always super supportive, and she is doing her first 5K in January, and her name is Luann Smith from New Cumberland, Pennsylvania. And Luann, we just want to give you a big shout out. We know you're excited about your 5K. We can't wait to see you there. And I know you're going to do great. You're going to have a blast. Can't wait to see that bling.
And maybe we'll see Luann because we are also doing the 5K.
Yes, we are. Can't wait.
Yes, we are. Well, as always, we're trying to be very timely with all the Run Disney events. And recently, within the last several days, there was an announcement of a new race that has been added to the 2013 Disneyland Half Marathon Weekend. And it's called the inaugural Disneyland 10K. It's a timed 10K race, and it will be run congruently, as they say, with the 5K on Saturday, August 31st, 2013. It will be a 6:15 a.m. start, and it will start at the Disneyland Resort, and it will finish at the Disneyland Resort. It looks as though, Michelle, and you have done the 5K there. I did not do the 5K when we went down to do the Disneyland half and get our coast to coast. But maybe you can shed some light on this. It sounds like they're describing it as the 10K will pick up where the 5K course leaves off. So maybe you can describe to the listeners what the course is for the Disneyland 5K, and maybe we can talk from there.
Sure. The 5K, I didn't go back and look at the map of what we did, but my recollection of the race when I did it last year, is it starts outside of Disneyland and goes primarily through Disneyland. It's kind of an interesting course because you're pretty much in the park for the whole time. And it even seems a little bit more low-key than the Walt Disney World 5Ks. Lots and lots of characters. The course, the pavement on the course seems to be a little bit more uneven, but very, very nice course. I did actually have some questions, Mike, because I don't know if you looked on the Run Disney website, but the 5K actually starts, I believe it's at the same, it starts the same day on August 31st at 5:30. So I'm wondering if the, you know, it says on the description of the 10K that it picks up where the 5K leaves off. So it looks to me, as I look at the description, and no race course has been released yet, but it looks like the description says that it goes into Anaheim. So I'm wondering if it follows the rest of the path or some of the rest of the path of the half marathon. So I'm not sure. And my other question was, I guess we'll have to wait and see, because the 5K starts on the 31st at 5:30 and the 10K starts at 6:15, could people do both? I don't know.
I think you could depending upon where. Well, my guess is that the start will be at the same place that, well, the 5K and the half have the same starting area.
Right.
And my guess is that the 10K has the same starting area. but the and the start area is different from the finish. Is that correct?
It says the start and finish is at the Disneyland Resort, just the way it is for the half marathon. So the description, which anybody can go see, I think we should probably read it. It says, follow the path of the White Rabbit as he tries to catch up with Alice and the Mad Hatter when the inaugural Disneyland 10K course picks up where the 5K leaves off. This all-new event will take you into Cars Land, which is different. We haven't run there yet, at California Adventure Park through Disneyland Park before continuing to the streets of Anaheim, which is what the half marathon does. So if you go on YouTube and look for the Disneyland 10K, there's a promotional video that Run Disney just released this week. It doesn't really show you very much. It's just sort of saying, hey, you know, this is happening. But I think it's very interesting because I think that this is a pretty popular distance now. It's becoming a more popular distance. And it's a nice bridge, I think, because when you think of the 5K, which is 3.1 miles, and then moving up to a half marathon out there, the 13.1 miles, that's a big distance, leap in distance. But when you look at this, this is kind of a nice bridge for people who are trying to maybe move up to another race. And it sounds like it's going to be pretty interesting. But, Mike, there's the Dumbo Double Dare that we have to talk about. Can you tell everybody what that is?
The Dumbo Double Dare. It is yet another combo event, and that is also that weekend. So it's a little bit like the Goofy, but on a much lower scale. So to take part of the Dumbo Double Dare, say that three times fast, You would run the Disneyland 10K on Saturday, and then on Sunday you would run the Disneyland Half Marathon. And if you finish both within the pacing requirements of 16 minutes per mile, you will be awarded a new medal. It's called the Dumbo Double Dare Medal, and you would get that in addition to the Half Marathon and the 10K Finisher Medals. So you run two races, and you get three pieces of bling.
Actually, the kind of the neat thing is if you were to run the coast to coast, if you ran a Florida race, you would actually get four medals if you did the Dumbo Double Dare, right? Because you'd get the Dumbo one.
Yeah.
You would get the half. You would get the Dumbo Double Dare. I like that. I do like that name. And then you would get your coast to coast. So you would actually probably need to bring another suitcase with you if you were flying home from Florida.
That'd be pretty cool. And 19.3 miles sounds like a lot, and it is. But with the proper training, you know, you could do it. I know it sounds like a lot if you run 6.2 on the day before a half marathon. But if you train as if you were training for the Goofy, or almost for the Goofy. But actually, you don't even have to think about the Goofy because the Goofy involves a full marathon. But just training and getting your legs used to running, you know, with some level of fatigue, it sounds like it's very doable.
It's a neat idea because there's nothing like this in Disneyland. And it shows me that Run Disney is really working on, I mean, they've really added steadily in the past few years, they've been adding races, and they're trying. Look, it sounds like they're trying to build up their race schedule in California, which is such a great place to run. And we know a lot of people who are doing the coast to coast, who really like that experience of running in Disneyland and through California Adventure, who are doing both. So I think it's a smart move on Run Disney's part. But the other piece of it is the cost, which we haven't talked about yet.
The cost. The cost of the the cost of the Disneyland 10K, if you happen to register by the 19th of February, 2013.
Yeah, and we should say, Mike, I'm sorry to interrupt, that the registration isn't open yet. It opens on January 22nd. And
22nd.
You can go on Run Disney and get a reminder email if you want to. Sorry.
Saying that, Michelle, my inclination was that if I had any thoughts about doing this, I would look around, I would talk to the Run Disney folks at the expo at the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend and ask if there was, if there would be any discount for signing up that weekend. Sometimes those offers are made during the expos. Okay, so the Disneyland 10K is $95 if you register by February 19th, 2013. If you register between the 20th of February and the 16th of April, it's $110. If you register on or after April 17th, it's $125. We're talking about a 6.2-mile race.
And that if comes you, with the shirt and the inaugural medal. But
we actually can go over all that. Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah. If you've ever run a 10K, a local 10K, at least for me, $50 would be a lot of money.
Yeah.
So that's quite a lot.
Yeah. Now, the half marathon alone is $175. The same dates apply. $175 for the first deadline, $190 for the second deadline, that's February 20th through the 16th of April, and $205 on or after April 17th. Now, that's separately. That's if you're doing each race separately. You're not doing the double dare.
All right, now, get ready. Sit down. I hope you're not running when you hear this. Because
if
down.
You're doing the Dumbo Double Dare, which is going to get you three medals, the February 19th date, you get it's a bargain. It's only $280 for that Dumbo Double Dare registration. So that's a bargain. the price goes up to $300 for February 20th through April 16th, and then it goes up to $320 on or after April 17th, 2013. And so that's about $160 per race.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
So I think, you know, we could have a whole nother show on this trend of Disney races, maybe to kind of see how much they've gone up in the past few years. But, you know, it certainly isn't as much as the Goofy is, but it's not as much of a distance either. But you'll walk away with three medals and two tech shirts. And, you know, one thing that we've been noticing about these races is they've been filling up. So I don't know if they've, you know, the market is, we're not sure what the market is yet on this, but I know a lot of people who are very excited about it. Just talking on Facebook and looking at our Mickey Miles podcast Facebook page, people are excited, but there's sticker shock. There really is sticker shock.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are. I know that you and I are enamored by any inaugural race, and we're always curious regarding the course, regarding the theming of the race. And I believe this 10K has an Alice in Wonderland theme to it. So that must be interesting. I would guess that Alice and the Mad Hatter are probably at the start with Rudy, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The Novotny helping everybody go.
So go ahead. Do you think it's worth it, Mike?
You know, you're asking someone who used to run Disney 10Ks, I don't know how long ago they were, 10 years ago, the Disney 10K Classic and the Race for the Taste, when it was, I think they were like $40 or $50. I don't remember, but they were nowhere near this. I think one of the problems with this price range is that it's going to be very hard for those who are traveling east of the Mississippi to the West Coast, because you need to talk about pretty expensive airfare, and airfare is very, very expensive now. Staying on property, and then you've got the registration and everything else.
One of the things about Disneyland is you can stay off property and still walk to the race. So that's a nice benefit. You could stay at the Disneyland Hotel or the Paradise Pier Hotel or the Grand Californian and walk to the race, but you could just stay right across the street too, and it's significantly cheaper. From what I understand, I've never stayed off property out at Disneyland. I've only been there twice. I don't know though. I think that just from what we've been seeing and the buzz for races at Disneyland, I think that they're going to sell out. I think this is going to be very, very popular. It's an inaugural race. You get the extra bling. It's a great distance for people to move from the 5K to a 10K. Do you disagree?
I think that it will. I don't know if it will sell out. I'm going to say it will probably be at least a 75% selling success. And let me also put a caveat in there. I don't know if Run Disney tells the truth when they say it's 100% sold out. So I don't know.
But how can you say that? The races are always so busy when we go to the races.
We don't know. Yeah, well, they can say they're sold out, but, you know, I don't know.
You think it's a marketing thing?
I don't know. Oh. I just just don't know.
Interesting.
So, I mean, if within a day or two of the race, it's not sold out and they say it is sold out, I don't know.
So I guess one of the questions that I still have is whether or not you could do the 5K and the 10K on the same day. I think a lot of people are going to be asking that, especially if, as they say, it seems like a continuation of that race. So in my mind, what I'm picturing is it's the 5K and the 10K together, and it's going to be sort of like the route of the half marathon, but a little bit shorter. And then the half marathon will be a similar route.
See, I think the jury's still out on exactly how that race is going to run, Michelle, because I could have sworn that I saw the word congruent mentioned when discussing the 5K and the 10K. Hmm. Doesn't that mean that they're both beginning at the same time, and then as the 5K ends, the...
I agree. I didn't see that, but... But to me, with everything so close to Disneyland, if you have a 45-minute start, and for the, you know, if you're not walking the 5K, a lot of people could finish and get to the race start. You could physically do it. A lot of people could physically do it.
There are a lot of logistical issues to having two different start times for major races. So my guess is that very much like they did in 2007, I forget when the very first 13K was run. There was a 13K and there was a 6.5K race, the Twilight Zone Tara Terra race, and they both started at the same time. And those of us who did the 13K, when we came to a certain fork in the road, we went to the right. And those who were doing the 5.5 or the 6.5K race, they went to the left. So my guess is that there is a course laid out in which the 5K participants are going to go one way and those who are doing the 10K are going to go another way. I think
even with the different start times?
Oh, different start times.
Yeah.
See,
So the 5K starts at 5:30 and the 10K starts at 6:15.
Oh, see, I completely forgot about that. Wow.
Well, here's another thing that I noticed that this may just have been off my radar because when I was out there, I didn't participate in this, but I also noticed that there's a pasta party now available, and that's going to be on Saturday, August 31st from 6 to 8 p.m. at Disneyland. Do you remember that before when we were out there?
I'm pretty sure it was offered to us, Michelle, but okay. I don't think we took part in that, and I don't remember why.
Now, that's something that I think that I would be more likely to do at Disneyland versus Disney World, just because have spent so much less time at Disneyland. It might be kind of fun to have a nighttime party there. But it says, if you purchase a pasta in the park party plus a theme park ticket, you receive a Twilight ticket to enter the party. And the ticket must be used to enter the Disneyland park for the pasta in the park party. So a theme park ticket is required to do that. So that is, let me see. I don't know what the cost of that is. Let me see. I think when I saw it was about the same. Do you know, Mike?
I'm looking now. Okay. I can't.
Sorry to put you on the spot. So the 5K is $65, and then there are kids races that are $20.
It is not listed.
Yeah, interesting. So we'll have to keep. We have a few questions, I guess, that aren't answered yet about that.
So let me ask you a question. When you first heard of the 10K announcement, what did you think? Why?
Oh, not at all. No, not at all. I mean, I think, well, first of all, when I went out to get my Coast to Coast, it was my second time in Disneyland. And the first time I had been at a conference and only got to kind of run in and run out, and not literally, figuratively run in and run out. And I fell in love with Disneyland when I was there. So I have been looking for, I didn't go last year for the half. I've been kind of looking for an excuse to go back. This might be the excuse that I need. I think if the cost was a little bit more in line with what it normally is, I would definitely be thinking of making plans. But, you know, as you said, you and I both love the inaugural races. I'm always very curious to see how they're going to run these races. I love the 10K distance. And again, I think it's really good for people who are moving up from the 5K to kind of bridge, because especially if you could do the 5K. Well, I guess you wouldn't do it on the same day if you were moving up. But even somebody who just wants to do a 5K who doesn't think they can handle the half.
Well, you know, I agree. The first thing that I thought of was they have created a bridge. I know that one of the main reasons why they put together the 10-miler for 2012 was to provide a bridge for those who are who were going for their very first half marathon. And they felt that having a race that offered a 10-mile distance would be a great motivating factor and a bridge to help those runners who are training to gauge where they are. And if you think about it, the 10-miler was towards the end of September. And most people who were doing a 10-mile, or I should say a half marathon, even November, not to mention January, should be around that 10-mile mark. So this was a good way of giving people an idea of what it would be like to run in that race. And by the same token, a 10K is a great bridge between a 5K and a half marathon. And I think it gives a lot of people all kinds of opportunities. Not only does it give those people who are going from a 5K to a half marathon a chance to see what it's like to be a 10K, but it also gives those people who are thinking about, gee, I wonder if I could ever do a goofy someday, to see what it's like to go from a 10K to a half marathon in 24 hours.
So one of the things about a 10K is that you can use your 10K time to change your corral for a half marathon. I wonder if this would be a good race to do that. That, you know, people could run the 10K and then improve their corral, move their corral up if they wanted to.
Yeah.
One thing that I wanted to ask before we end today was, do you think we'll see 10Ks? I know there were some at Disney World. Do you think they'll be bringing them back if this goes well?
I think that's a possibility, Michelle. Here's the we talked a little bit about this earlier before we went on the air. When they have done 10Ks in the past, they have begun at the World of Sports, and they went from the World of Sports to the Studios theme park, from the Studios theme park through the Boardwalk Villas and over through Stormalong Bay and into International Gateway and finished in the Epcot parking lot. The Race for the Taste was the last 10K that they did there, and I remember running that course. And so here's the thing. The start would be at the World of Sports, and that's where the expo is. And you know how crowded the expo is. There's just no way that they could have the course begin there. So that doesn't mean that they couldn't do it. It's very possible that they could do a 10K race entirely in and around Epcot. So I would say that it's a distinct possibility.
Great. Well, I'd be up for that.
So that about wraps it up for episode 25 of the Mickey Miles podcast. As always, the conversation will continue on Facebook. If you have any questions for us, please send them along at questions@mickeymilespodcast.com. And for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scoba saying we'll see you on the road.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.